Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers, Mark Bertrand, Chris Gasper, coming to you from 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bob Soucy is in Foxborough getting ready to call the game, and Bob Soucy is brought to us by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946 and is at the forefront of today's changing world, offering remote learning and updated safe labs in Woburn, Westwood, and Worcester. Bob Soucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Chris. I'm doing well. And you guys?
We're doing well. We just were going over the inactives before we hit the break, and obviously a couple of things in there that could impact today's game. One is Kyle Duggar with the ankle, unable to play. Patriots have a big tight end that they're matching up with today. The other one is a Patriots tight end of their own, Devin Asiasi, a healthy scratch, and it appears Dalton Keene will be in the mix today. Your thoughts on both of those things?
Yeah, you know, Duggar, I thought last week played well for the Patriots, at least with physicality, but not surprising today with the ankle keeping him out. They've got to deal with, as you mentioned, the best tight end in the league, but they also have to deal with the running game. So I think if you're going to take an area on the defense where it's not surprising to see an inactive in favor of a guy in the front seven, it's from the back end. In other words, I think the Patriots need bodies up front today, and if Duggar is not 100%, you know, he's probably not going to be out there on the field trying to cover George Kittle anyway. With regards to the tight end, good news, bad news. Good news, Dalton Keene. We finally get a chance to see him make his NFL debut. Bad news, it's another game without a target for Devin Asiasi. And I was thinking about it with Duggar and Asiasi. And you could make the case that maybe one of the defensive players, Uche or Jennings, would be more important draft picks for the Patriots. But I think when you look at the drafted players this year, who might have had the most important roles envisioned for them, certainly Asiasi was right up there, if not number one or two, and then right behind any one of those other guys who went in front of him as the tight end who was supposed to help shore up an area that was obviously non-productive all last year. And here we are going into this game against the 49ers, and across the field, of course, is the best in the game right now in George Kittle, or at least one of the top two or three tight ends. And as far as the Patriots are concerned, their tight end position thus far this season, 11 targets, 6 receptions, 3 first downs, all for Ryan Izzo.
Just to keep it on George Kittle, you know, who do you think draws that assignment? And has this become a little bit of a Juwan Williams game now? Or that's allegedly his role on the team, is supposed to be sort of a tight end stopper. Does he have an ability now today to factor in maybe more than we thought with the Kyle Duggar injury? Or do the Patriots, you know, want to put a corner or somebody like that on Kittle?
Chris, I think they're going to devote more than one player to George Kittle today. I think back to the game the Patriots played in 2013 with the way they defended Tony Gonzalez. Now, in Kittle's case, it's a different kind of offense. He's a more physical player. And the Niners, of course, put him in motion a lot. And I think if you ask one player, especially a second-year guy who didn't play any defensive snaps last week, okay, he's yours, while you're asking him to do the impossible. So I think you're going to see a rotation of guys against Kittle, kind of the way we saw the Patriots defend the first couple of tight ends they faced this year, and even Darren Waller wasn't one guy on him throughout the game. And speaking of tight ends and, you know, guys that are moved in motion a lot, Kyle Juszczyk for the Niners, a very important player. We saw what he did for the Ravens here at Gillette in that 2014 AFC Divisional playoff game, and I was thinking, going back to the original question about the Patriots' actives today, he's a guy Dalton Keene should have his eyes on if he can. Now, he's going to, of course, be preparing for his offensive series for the Patriots, but I think Juszczyk is the kind of player the Patriots, in their best-case scenario, envision Dalton Keene becoming as that H-back slash fullback slash tight end.
Bob, what's important to you today for the Patriots' offense to sort of get going again after struggling last week?
You start with the quarterback, and even from the ground up, the mechanics. Cam has to be better today, and hopefully after three practices this week, he doesn't revert to so many of the bad habits we saw last week in terms of his throwing motion, and then beyond that, better processing, better anticipation, but also using the entire field. Cam Newton last week threw two balls to the right side of the field. One of them was intercepted on the tip pass by Justin Simmons, intercepted by Bryce Callahan. The Patriots have become kind of like that baseball diamond we used to play when we didn't have a right fielder. We'd close off right field.
Yeah.
Well, they have become a team that they throw primarily to the left and to center, and they throw it short. You look at the average air yards per pass. In the league, 32 is Drew Brees, number 31 is Jimmy Garoppolo, and just in front of him is Cam Newton. and around 6 yards per completion, per air yards downfield for Cam Newton this year. And I think in this particular game, you have two good running offenses. They should be able to move the ball, each of them running the ball. But I think it will come down ultimately to who makes the plays downfield, particularly outside the numbers. And Cam Newton has to give himself the whole field with which to work today.
Bobby, you know, we heard a lot of discussion after the loss to the Broncos about practice, and the Patriots were fortunate enough this week with everything going on in the NFL and in the world with COVID-19 to have, I guess, what is what qualifies as a normal week in the NFL these days. How much of a difference do you think that will make, and where's sort of the line between lack of preparation and lack of talent?
Well, Chris, I think lack of preparation in the NFL is certainly a major factor. Whether you're playing on a Thursday night and you maybe have a couple of walkthroughs, or you're playing over the course of a two-week span where you only have one or two practices, it's no way to go through an NFL season. I know the Titans have been able to play well despite their situation, but that's got to be the rarest of exceptions. So practice is important, particularly with a team that pays so much attention to every detail and a team that changes what it does from game to game. There's so much you can't do with simply virtual preparation. And one of the things we heard about from a lot of guys this week were correcting mistakes. You're not on the practice field. You don't have the practice video to correct mistakes. And we all know that the Patriots in some ways have been talent deficient in spots, but have been able to overcome some of those deficiencies, not just because they had Tom Brady, but also because they had coaches who really developed players and corrected and addressed mistakes. And so I think that's a big factor today, too. And when you look at the practice they've had, it's not only timing and it's not only the game plan they have against the 49ers, but it's maybe eliminating some of the little things that led to, you know, big differences the last couple of games against Kansas City and as well Denver. Now, regarding the talent, look, the Broncos last week showed us what they thought of the Patriots' offensive weaponry. They played a lot of guys up around the line of scrimmage. As Phil Perry this week on NBC Sports Boston documented, the Patriots are seeing an abundance of single high safety looks. Mike Reese talked about or wrote about the lack of separation as borne out by the next-gen stats. Not that you put total faith and credence in those. There are a lot of extenuating circumstances. But still, this is a team that certainly is deficient in a couple areas, and the tight end spot in particular. They've got to have a good day today. They're going against a defense that should be favorable for them. It's a defense that's similar to Seattle, that cover three style. Robert Saleh coached under Pete Carroll and later Gus Bradley down in Jacksonville running that kind of defense.
All right, Bob. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, guys, on the call today. Have a good one.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Great
Bob
stuff.
Soucy from inside the broadcast booth at Gillette Stadium. With kickoff a little more than an hour from now in Foxborough. If you've missed any of Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers to this point, we'll reset it all for you. That's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.